What's up, y'all? It's your boy Lord Owen, co-host of the Sorry Not Sorry show. I'm here with the Reality Table at Adana Mediterranean. It's a good vibe. It's lit. We in here to talk facts, talk reality. Let's go.
Hey, it's your girl Big Lex, and we're at the House of Block, Adana Restaurant and Grill in Marietta. Tune in, tap in the Reality Table, check it out. Welcome back. It's the Reality Table. Your girl Big Lex, Stevie Bags, and we got some special guests today. Mr. Josh Powell, Mr. Lord Owen, Mr. Javaris Critton, and Cyree the Kid. How y'all doing today?
Great. Good, pretty good. Excellent. Pretty
good. Oh, that was a great intro. I practiced pretty well.
It was great. That really was.
Okay, look, we're just going to dive right into it. We just added a little subtopic, but we'll get to that later. Shannon Brown's actually on a plane right now, so he's going to miss out on this one. He's going to the Bahamas. I'm not sure what's going on, but we'll talk to him tomorrow.
Damn. Did you just shade him?
Yes.
Crazy.
So the name of the topic today is, you don't struggle with intimacy, you struggle with being sober. Huh? So I'm going to read that again. And, you know, whatever you think of, if you think of liquor, if you think of life, spiritual, whatever, you don't struggle with intimacy, you struggle with being sober. Now, I'm going to name three subtopics, and whichever comes to your head, that's the one you pull from, okay?
Okay.
Using sex, humor, or achievements to avoid emotional nakedness, intimacy without a mask, or what's left when you ship away the performance?
Mm. What you asking me exactly?
Okay, I'm going to ask you again. So, you don't struggle with intimacy, you struggle with being sober.
Okay.
And then the subtopic is using sex, humor, or achievements to avoid emotional nakedness, intimacy without a mask, or what's left when you ship away the performance?
Emotional nakedness?
Yeah.
What'd that mean?
Intimacy
though?
Without a mask. I think I'm going to sound pretty
okay,
good.
Okay, so you tell me. What does it mean when you hear it?
Yeah.
Being vulnerable?
Mm.
You can fucking listen to what she's saying.
Girl, that's a lot of big words in that motherfucker, bro.
Some shit that
I went to Osborne, yeah, nigga. I don't even. I can't even translate.
She did word it like Shakespeare, though.
Yeah, like
I can talk, can I?
That shit deep as hell.
Okay.
That sound like some ChatGPT.
I mean,
shit.
Okay, maybe. So what do you think? What do you think when you hear that? What you think, Stevie? Let's kind of get it going. You know, you're woke.
I think that, you know, being vulnerable in your emotional space, I think is what that emotional nakedness is, like truly being that. But I don't think it has anything to do with sex per se.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can be naked in your spiritual self by being a realist with the shit you need to change in your life. That to me is self-inventory. Is being emotionally naked. Like when you look in the mirror, if you don't like what you see in the mirror, then you gotta change it. You can't, the mirror is not broken, you broken. Mm. And I always say that, but that's what I get out of it.
JP 21?
Mm-hmm.
21.
At the end of the day, a lot of people are ducking and dodging the actual growth. So, you know, according, and I'm not mad at what you're saying. I do agree to that. I think on the flip side, just a different perspective is like a lot of people, even though they should be looking themselves in the mirror, aren't. So then they mask the actual growth with the behaviors that are damaging. So that's why a lot of people can't necessarily view who they are or grow properly, because if you're struggling here, then what you'll cover it up with is, for me, it was women. It was, you know what I mean? Like it was doing those things. So, you know, you got to sit back and really put yourself in a place and space to be vulnerable so that you can take the steps to move forward.
Oh, so y'all saying like somebody could have, like I could be having sex to, as a vice to cover up some other stuff?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It could be working out. It could be shopping. It could be a ton of things that you do an excessive, you have like an excessiveness with doing it, and you're not really taking the chance to peel back the layers on things that will actually help you move forward.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Like when I first was coming up with these topics, I was thinking about some people, and this not spiritual, but some people will get drunk and have sex with someone and say, oh man, I was drunk last night, that's why I had sex with them, it's an excuse. When in reality, they was getting drunk just because they weren't whole within themselves, or they wanted to cover up whatever they were going through that day, and now the excuse was, I only had sex with them because I was drunk. But in reality, you was gonna do that anyway.
Nah,
and you're
facts.
Using alcohol
okay,
as the
okay,
excuse.
I got you. You know, I I kicked it with a chick a minute ago, and I never let this go. And I stopped kicking with her because I kicked it with her like 2-3 times. And mind you, at the time, I hadn't stopped like dealing with marijuana and like certain shit like that. But I was realizing every time I was with her, and I grew up, like one of my uncles always told me to keep, you know, weed around and alcohol around. You'll always be the life of the party type shit. Not saying do it, but just have it. And I was noticing like she was always needing both of them, both of it. And she was vaping. And it was like, I started looking at her like, but I asked her one day because I had gave away all my weed. And she thought I had it. And like her energy changed when I told her I ain't had none. Like she almost like didn't want to hang type shit.
Mm.
And shit was unattractive to me. And I asked her later, I was like, you gotta have something to kick with me? She's like, no, she was like denying that shit like a motherfucker. Like, nah, hell no, it's not that. I was like, nah, it is that. Like she really was sitting there, like in the moment I didn't have a weed, she did.
So my thing for you is, because I know you.
Uh-huh.
So do you feel like that you've done stuff like kind of what Josh said to cover up whatever you had going on?
Probably, I think in some dark times I did. Not as bad as I used to be with it. Like I used to feel like at some point in the day I had to knock something down. You know what I'm saying? Like I just did, like even through grinding, like even if I was working all day, I felt like it was either two ways. I either cracked something in transition of working, which is very possible by the way. Or like when I finish working, for real, like on some spontaneous shit. Like, cause you know, we in the mix though. So I might be in the studio. I'm not the nigga in the studio with 100 niggas like these. I don't know, these niggas weird, but I'll be having girls in there. And then like, we might go out that same night to like hear what music being played in the streets. And like just being there, we might pull up with girls or I might meet girls there. Or I might meet a new girl while I'm with girls because I'm with girls type shit. You know what I'm saying? And then I might crack one of them. So it's like, but what I'm saying is in that process, you don't see it. You don't notice that like, damn, I done hit 50 girls in 2 months type shit. For real.
What number you on?
I don't know. That's the problem. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. That could happen. I'm saying that's in like my late 20s though type shit. Like,
let me ask you this. Tell the truth.
I thought I was telling the truth the whole time.
No, no. Tell the truth with what I'm about to ask you. Do you feel like, I mean, I hope you're honest. Do you feel like you use protection every time? Cause I feel like
I done had my slip ups, but I'm the condom man for real. I'm the partner. Like when you finna get some random ass, you hit me. I'm the nigga with the condom in the wallet and in my gloves.
How many of those have you?
Huh?
Enough, right?
I done slipped up too. I done raw dog some random shit and I done strapped up a lot of shit too. Like you know what I'm saying?
So you just gonna keep it medium.
I'm gonna say this as a man. At least I have it though. I know a lot of niggas that swear they be cracking shit and I be like, well, let me get a condom. They gotta go to Quick Trip real quick to get
I feel like they ask that, being real? Because I feel like a lot of people ain't strapping up, regardless if you want to admit it or not.
We human though, like everybody done did their wild shit, you know what I'm saying? But a start is having it. the bad part is doing it wrong when you have the condom too, though. You ever been there? Like, I got it near me. But for some reason, I still raw
every time. Let's be honest.
I'm keeping it a buck.
No, not every time.
No, I'm just joking. Not every time.
Strapping up is trash, though.
But I done slipped up, though. Hell of
time. I feel like if you got to strap up, then you shouldn't be fucking up.
Shit, me.
That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at in my life.
That's a grown man statement right there.
That's just where I'm at right now. And even when I was in the league, bro, in college and running through a bunch of different women, I was very, very meticulous about that. I think that when you become an adult and you really recognize, like he was saying, that rubbers are trash, but not only do they're trash because they don't necessarily feel good, it's trash because what it does to your body.
Mm.
The latex, what it does to a man and a woman's body, bro, when you really research that shit, that shit is almost worse than the vaccine. But at the end of the day, nobody knows that. Why you think the lamb condoms cost so much? When you go get them natural lamb condoms, they like, $20-$30, bro, for three of them. Because
I've never bought the lamb, though. The bitch didn't come with the lamb.
That's your bad.
Hold on, the lamb's feel
different, too.
If a woman tell me she allergic to latex, you're going to get, you better have that fucking alien skin condom that you want me to have. I don't have that.
I'm saying, though, when you recognize that latex is harmful to you,
yeah,
then you'll be like, damn.
I never knew that, though.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, when y'all do raw something for the first time, how do you choose to say fuck it? What makes you go fuck it? I'm risking it.
You got a problem. You thinking below the waist instead of above the waist.
You got a problem. You're a hornball.
You thinking below the waist.
Most of the time, you're looking at how good she looks. She ain't got no smell, her body.
Right.
You know, as a man, just being for real. And that same shit can cost you, though.
Because
it might be a girl that, like, she don't look that great, or she might have a little wolf, I gotta strap up. But then the one that look like, damn, like she's just a diamond, and she can be the one that do it to your ass.
She can
be the one that look, give you something, you know what I mean? But at the same time, go back what Stevie said, look, like, it's a man statement. You know, you feel like if you gotta wear a condom, then it's like, damn, what, you know, like, you probably got too many partners, so you're doing something wrong. But what if you trust in a person, like, damn, this is my person. I'm out here being, you know, loyal, being faithful. I'm only sleeping with this one person, but this girl is who you think treating you the same way out here fucking off, or she flying.
That's what I'm saying.
She with you, laid up, and you raw dogging, and then she flying out to this city, mm-hmm. But going out the country, mm-hmm. Taking trips with people.
You know what I'm saying? So this is another topic of conversation.
You can be blind as a motherfucker.
The law of attraction, to me, is one of the most powerful laws, and I think that you attract who you are. But then on the flip side, people say opposites attract.
That's what we were talking about this morning.
It's the same for everything. You know what I'm saying?
No, what I say that you attract who you are, no matter what. Because the law of attraction is you attracting the energy that you represent. So if you're attracting a woman who is promiscuous, and you got to look at yourself and say, am I promiscuous?
I am, but I'm still going to fuck.
But what I'm saying is, that's what I'm saying. And then the repercussions of that fucking is what come with that. You feel me? So it's like when you do self-inventory and you like, hold up, no, let me make sure that I'm in alignment so I attract the frequency that I want to be in my life. So now you're not attracting a woman who giving that puss out to everybody. You're attracting a woman who is subservient to being not a hoe, for lack of a better word.
Let me ask you this, bro. So if you might have been promiscuous, you know, when you were younger, and now it's like, okay, I'm changed. I'm ready to be a husband. I'm ready to be faithful. Do you feel like that law of attraction works where you've changed, mm-hmm. but you could still attract some from your past? Like, damn, where you getting, like, your karma, like...
You can still, you know what I mean? Like,
you're getting spanked for your past.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
You're saying you attracting what you're giving out, but what if a person giving out, like,
then okay, you really ain't changed. Mm. If you still attracting that, homie, you really ain't changed. That's just there's still a lesson that you got to learn to go to the next level.
Yeah, because theoretically, you know when a woman on some wild shit. So let's say if you out and about and like you can feel a woman's energy, you're like, oh, shit, meet me in the bathroom in 5 minutes. Like, she'll go right now or whatever. But you can make that choice in the moment you can make that choice in the moment to be like, I'm straight off shorty. I'm not even going to talk to her because I know what type of time she on. You know what I'm saying?
What if she said meet me in the bathroom?
No, I'm saying you could choose to, like, be on that fuck shit and be spontaneous, or you'd be like, you know?
Do the self-inventory. Like it ain't about necessarily being attracted to a person. Yeah, people might be attracted to you. A woman might be attracted to you, but do you entertain the energy?
Let me tell you why I'm going to cut you off right there. Because people say a lot of things and don't mean what they say. So let me just give you the other perspective, because y'all the men. Oh, you could tell the woman all day, oh, I'm only having sex with you and you're using unprotected sex. But do you really think the woman believes that? If you're someone who's been in the light, someone who's still in the light, someone who's moving the way they move, someone who's not communicating as much, someone who communicates when they want to communicate, someone because they're going through stuff, you know, whatever the case may be, you still got to sit back and think, what does she think about me? Like, okay, I can sit and agree with what you're saying, but what about me? What about me as a person?
She might not... believe me, but she taking that gamble too. She finna say fuck
that's
it too.
Why no, but that's why I'm a halfway agree with you. She's taking that gamble to believe that person. But it's not to say that she really believes what they're saying. Not to say they're not saying that it's not true.
I don't think the gamble's in the belief. The gamble's in the fuck it, I'm finna go. It ain't in the belief.
I don't give a fuck what you talking about, Alexis.
But then most of the time,
what the fuck are we doing, bro? Like, yo, like, I don't give a fuck what you believe. Them draws come off a slide to the side, I hit. Now what? So I'm saying, it's like, I don't give a fuck about all that shit. Did I hit? Oh, I didn't hit.
Did he crack?
I'm just saying, if I crack, I crack it, my nigga. That's all, that shit don't matter. If I hit, I hit.
But what is the point? That's my thing.
I don't know, depending on what I'm doing.
So are you moving with intention, or are you moving just to hit? That's the question. Like, what are you doing?
I might be doing both.
Mm, that's an honest answer.
Yeah. I might have intention after hitting. Nigga,
it depends on what.
It's like going to a new restaurant, bro. Like, bro, I don't know. I heard your food's good. But I don't know yet. I'm going to try this motherfucker. If it's good,
that post nut clarity,
it's a vibe,
that post nut clarity be real.
And you all, and I meet the manager that night, and I meet the owner. Like, I just shook the lady's hand when I came. I might come back to this
that,
motherfucker.
That
I might be long term, or I might just come. It might be something decent. The head might just be good. Maybe just the entree hit, but the size was trash.
Well,
I ain't gonna eat at this motherfucker again.
But when you get that, pressure off your chest, you get a different. You have a different set of mental clarity.
Do you feel like? Do you any of y'all? Because you scared me with your answers. Do you feel like that you
said he wanted to know?
Yeah, I want to know. But do you feel like you've slowed down compared to?
Of course I've slowed down.
But really, it's not slow. It's just medium.
No, it's slow.
I slowed down. Now I don't give a damn what a nigga tell me. I slowed down.
Compared to 100?
Compared to my 20s?
Yeah, I'm saying compared to 100 bodies, so you slowed down to 50.
I'm way past 100 bodies.
Hey, you know what make you slow down though?
Honey,
when you have kids, man, and you gotta
what's a hot body?
You
know
when you just smashing and going, when you smashing and going, it's all good in your 20s. But when you get a woman pregnant and you gotta deal with them emotions, or you got multiple baby mamas,
that shit
gonna make you slow down.
Like, guess what?
Real shit. You don't want to keep dealing with all the like, damn, I gotta deal with this energy, this personality, this crazy motherfucker.
Now
you gonna be more careful.
Yeah, now you're gonna be
more careful. Yeah, hold tight.
He said that.
Hold on. Let's kill this 20 shit too, though. I was still going crazy in the early 30s and mid 30s too.
All right, man. You gotta be real.
I hate that us as men do that. Oh, my 20s. Nah, it was the 30s a little bit too.
I ain't gonna lie. In Hebrew,
the 30s go crazy too.
In Hebrew, a man is not a man until he's 40. That's real shit.
Now we're talking.
A man ain't really a man until he's 40 in Hebrew. And they feel like, because you still have a level of youth, but
y'all
you 40? Also...
Y'all 40?
Yeah, I'm in my 40s.
Okay.
So
it's a king.
Don't say
I'm
damn. 40,
I'm 43. Like,
nah, niggas look good, though. No pause shit, but niggas look youthful, though.
Yeah, he said no pause.
No pause. niggas look good, though. Like, niggas don't look like old niggas.
Stewardship.
Nobody look like no old niggas.
What you think, Josh? Because we reserved with this answer here with all these...
Josh with us, nigga. You see him nodding his head? Don't get it fucked up.
No.
Jay with us, gang.
I need Jay to tell me.
I can see he's nodding his head like a motherfucker.
Well, my first initial thought was this a bedroom conversation that you're asking?
It turned into whatever.
No, I'm saying, because that seemed a little bit personal, but...
No, I'm just asking.
But, I mean, from the standpoint of living and moving a certain way, I identify.
I identify as classic.
Identify what?
I identify.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's what we're
and how are you now?
The people don't want to know. I'm out the way. How I am now is trying my best to battle my flesh while on this spiritual journey.
Mm.
That's just that's real.
Yeah, like I slowed down a lot, but I slowed down because I woke up and realized I was chasing pleasure to dodge responsibility.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
And that's kind of what the topic was.
Yeah,
on.
Like I realized like, oh, I'm so like subconsciously afraid of the possibility of becoming what I have the power to become that I was like sabotaging by just chasing pleasure 24/7. Because to the whole thing of looking in the mirror, if you're not doing that, now you got to sit with yourself and look at yourself and be like, damn, I ain't been doing this. I really ain't been in the gym. I really ain't been grinding.
Facts.
I really ain't been hustling the way I'm supposed to be hustling.
Getting some pussy from a new joint or how you rethink, like, I am that nigga. It will. So you're like not pay attention to the things you need to fix because this chick is feeling you. She giving you the vibe that I am him in this moment. So you might be ignoring some other shit, but then... First of all, it's not all cons to fucking bitches, by the way. That's another problem, because when you hit some of the pros, like, I'm not the same as every other nigga that might just be fucking. Like, you know some of my niggas that early is like, bro, I was macking. I had older bitches giving me bread. I had fat bitches giving me bread. I had fat bitches giving me their car. I had girls giving me 10 bands, 5 bands. I'm serious. Like, buying me hella shit. Four-wheelers, grills, this, that, PS5, Xbox One, over and over. Like... For real. So I'm not the same as a nigga just cracking some shit. I'm benefiting for real. I'm doing albums about bitches. And I'm getting residual income. So I'm not just a horny nigga with it.
Space age pimping over here.
Oh, already know. Like I done had girls buy my nigga shit just cause they needed something. I had a girl buy my nigga pack all his camera shit just cause he needed it. The lights, the mount, the everything. Hey, this is what he need on Amazon. Go get it. And give me her login and go crazy with that shit. And I was barely hitting her for real. You know what I'm saying? So my shit was different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Welcome to Atlanta. Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play.
I'm saying, listen, my shit different though. So it's like, is that really bad though? Like, in a sense, like, it's pros and cons to it though. Like, because as you get older, you might master some more.
I think it's bad. I think it's only bad when your intentions is bad.
Mm. Yeah.
It's only bad when you got fucked up intentions. If your intentions.
What's fucked up intentions?
Fucked up intentions is I'm a finessing shorty. I mean, yeah, for sure. Because I understand that, okay. Like, hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. I think that reciprocity is a part of every relationship.
Reciprocity.
A woman feel like she give you some pussy, so you give her some payment. You looking at it like, a lot of women feel like that. I'm saying that.
I ain't paying
shit. I think that at the end of the day, when you really know your value as a man, you understand that if you give a woman your energy, then there has to be a certain level of reciprocity that she coming with outside of her pussy. Outside of her body.
Yeah.
So I get that. But if you using people, then that,
fuck you.
To me, I feel like that's green. Just me. Because I got my own shit.
So before you ask your question, I want to go back to the
I'm not saying.
I don't even look at it like I'm you. Like promise them. I know I said, shout out to all the big women and older women. I'm not dissing y'all, but we all know y'all not going to be able to get Prince Charming. Like, without doing extra things. Let's just be honest, right? So how I look at it is, I'm doing a walkthrough. You can't get a nigga like me on the regular. So it's the even exchange. I'm not using you.
I understand that, but see, my point is, I feel like I don't give a fuck if she look like the greatest, the finest shit on the planet. I feel the same way about her as I would feel about hitting a bitch.
Oh, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, no matter who I come in contact with, you are benefiting from me being in your presence.
Not vice versa.
So it should be not vice versa. No, because it's way more you than it is me in the world. It's way more, number one, it's way more women than men, and it's way more, you know, you got a lot of other out here.
That's like a successful black man.
Yeah, not just success, but my significance spiritually.
Okay.
Success is one aspect of it. Okay. But the greatest gift a man could give a woman is just to heal her by being in her presence. We balance a woman out from that emotion.
And not
shit.
Vice versa?
I feel like a man, I don't necessarily need her to balance my emotions out.
For real?
Fuck no.
I don't agree with that.
And all you got to do is look at children. When a woman is raising a child by herself, the children are fucked up. Just look at our state of our nation.
Not all of them, but most.
This is stats.
Like softer,
I'm not talking,
like
I'm not talking majority, in your window. Not, I'm talking not all, but real shit.
Overall,
the numbers
majority.
If a woman is raising a child by herself versus when it's a father and mother in the house, the children are fucked up. But the man raising a child by himself is the same stats as if the man is raising a child with the child is with the mom and the dad.
Nah, that might be facts.
That's facts, bro.
But a man could also be weaker if you don't have a strong black woman in his life too.
Let's keep it above. This is facts.
I'm not saying mother to child. I'm saying as adults.
No, this is facts. A woman is a helpmate. She's a helpmate.
Yeah.
The God didn't take the woman from the head to be above the man, nor the feet to be beneath.
Correct.
Nor the spine to be behind, nor the chest to be abreast.
Correct.
It was an allegory where the woman was taking out the rib so that when I put my arm over her, I could protect her.
Yeah.
And if I was able to fall, she could help me. But at the end of the day, I don't need to put my arm around shit.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, bitch, I'm most powerful sometimes by my motherfucking self.
Pimpin' coming out.
I'm just being real. I'm most powerful sometimes by myself.
Yeah.
And when I get with self, that's when I can really be the greatest version of myself.
Man, I'm going
to attract the greatest version because I first love myself, then I can attract something that's going to vibrate on that frequency. That's where I'm at with it. But the man who loves pleasure is dead already.
Right.
So to your point about the pleasure, I just want to hit it at because I think a lot of times we skip that. You said something about the gym. You said something about going back to taking care of self first.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that, then you're not gonna even deal with a certain woman that have a certain. You hear her talking the first 2-3 minutes. I'm attracted to her walk, but I'm listening to this motherfucker talk.
Yeah,
and that shit just not in alignment. So
what if the talk good though? I'm just gonna get some head real quick.
See, but that's what I'm saying. That's just where you at in your
journey. I'm just asking a question.
That's where you at in your journey.
What if the vibe is very good? Because the coolest girls I've ever met.
And if the vibe is good, we go. If the vibe is good, you go.
Like, I done been around some cool ass hoes.
If the vibe is good, you go.
No, I ain't talking about wife, but I'm just talking about hanging with him. Like, I've been around some cool ass hoes.
He's not negating what you're saying.
I'm saying that if your discernment is at a certain level, and if she doesn't say the right things, the energy is off.
I already know to listen to that. It's a dub.
Because you finna be a headache.
Yeah, it's a dub.
If I'm fucking with you and you don't think like me and process information similar to me, then I know you about to be a headache. So I'm not dealing with that.
No, for sure.
Josh was about to say, what you was going to say off of off the Mr. Owens.
I mean, to his point, because from a pleasure standpoint, he was saying he was chasing that because he understood, like, success, like, what that would look like. But at the same time, he was doing pleasure, not necessarily chasing this, not chasing the success, but, like, that fear of what it looked like. I was saying, for me, it's a little bit different because I was able to make it to the highest level and still have the behaviors. So that was the part of overcoming that piece. Because a lot of times you hear people that say, like, it gets in the way of.
Yeah.
But some people can function at a certain level and it still be no problem. So I had to go backwards all the way to childhood for me to address those behaviors first, things that happened there, to then understand who I was at 35, 40.
Okay, no, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of the childhood traumas and those issues are what will affect us into adulthood.
Yeah.
Unless we're willing to unpack that. So I went backwards in order for me to propel forward in a whole nother way. So that's another reason too, like spiritually, that growth, I'm literally gonna only attract or be around like-minded people. I don't even have time for that. Of course, like even what Stevie was saying, like it's just something that initially, even if it is a wall, like I see something, I like it all day. But your spirit, even before you walk, there's something about you. Yeah, it's like I'm good. Or the way that you talk, you know what I mean? But now, you know, being in not only a second marriage, but also just trying to walk correctly, I try to do my best to stay away from a ton of things, and I struggle. You know what I'm saying? Like, there ain't nothing hard about that. Yeah, I struggle. I struggle. So, you know, I also want to be that voice for those people because I do feel like a lot of men, especially if you're a man of faith, you're not going to be honest and say that that's something that you struggle with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because you want to come across holy.
You want to come across holy, but at the end of the day, nobody's going to be completely squeaky clean or holy because we all have things that we're working on. So nobody's necessarily being honest about that piece of it. And that's why I just wanted to come out and say it because I know I have work to do, plenty of work to do, and I'm continuing to do that. But when I say I identify with King, I identify for sure.
No, for real.
You know what I mean? And a lot of people don't necessarily look at me as such because I'm out the way, but for sure. Like,
yeah. Hey,
we all got stories.
Do you identify with what he just said?
Because look, fellas, we don't get to do this.
No, you can't. I don't identify.
I hate that women do this. It's like, don't just absorb and make stanky faces.
No, listen, tell us about
some dirty times.
I went to McEachern. So,
it's okay. You with the fellas. Just keep it up.
So the thing is this. I feel like, I'm going to be real with you. When I played overseas, it's not saying I was moving around, but I had my dealings.
No.
But I'm very picky on who I deal with, too. So my thing is, even if it was in the day, maybe I was dealing with two people at the same time. But trust me, they knew. And trust me, I was still trying to make it.
In a day?
No, at the same time. So I was trying to make a decision.
I needed clarity.
So I was trying to make a decision. Should I go this way? Should I go left? Or should I go right?
You said they knew.
What?
You said they knew.
They knew.
I don't mind that.
So those two knew. I don't mind knowing that, though. So let me.
But that could turn into a train, though. So you got to be careful with telling me.
You tell me,
my bro, we both hitting, we're fucking you.
Wrong. So let me give you the...
I'm saying if a girl did that with me, let me give you the story.
I'm playing overseas, and I come home for the summer, right? Story time with Lex. I come home for the summer.
Okay.
I had somebody I was dealing with in the summer. But I didn't want a relationship because I knew I was going right back overseas. And I'm not going to sit up here and lie, cap, or whatever. And to be honest, I can be faithful, but I don't believe that you can. So if I go back overseas to protect myself, I'm not getting in a relationship. But right. If I'm doing something over there, if I'm still dealing with that person back home and say, hey, I'm
when
just
you
having
say a... doing something over there, can you be specific?
If I'm fucking.
Okay, there you go.
If I'm having sex over there, I'm not having sex with multiple people. I might pick one. But I'm going to let the person at home know, hey,
you
just being honest. I will pick one.
You was fucking with some white men over there?
European.
Okay. So that's what he meant, Lex. That's Euro. I don't know no black Europeans.
But no. So I played overseas 6 years. 1 year I was with a European and I was dealing with someone back home. I was never in a relationship because I was like, hey, you know, I don't trust you, boom, boom, boom. But then I would come back home. Let's say I go back to another country. I'm just keeping it real. I was dealing with an American that played over there.
Okay.
So I, at that point, thought, hey, this might work because we play basketball. We understand each other. And I can see how he's moving in front of me.
Yeah.
Not to say he's not doing nothing when I leave, because I see married men bringing women all the time when their wives go out of town.
But sometimes you got to run a little pick and roll, and that's okay.
But what, but what I'm saying is, because I...
A little boxing one. That's
okay. Because I've seen so much... So put yourself in my shoes. I'm a woman playing overseas professionally. Most of the women that are American don't go overseas that. It's one or two on a team. You're in a country full of Europeans, and you got a men's team. Most of the teams I played on had a men's team. You got two or three Americans. So you're going to bond with the Americans because we're friends. We're hanging out. So then you might connect with someone. But the reality is, if you're overseas, and let's just say, because I've seen it for myself, I've seen a married guy act like he's not married, have a whole wife in the apartment there.
Right.
She go out of town, go back home for the holidays to visit the family, take the kid with them. They'll bring another person in. Like, it's just, like, ain't nothing happening. She thinking she one of one. The point is, I've been structured differently in my brain because of what I witnessed. Like, these were my friends, and y'all was bringing girls in like y'all went married.
Yeah,
so for me, I've always been scarred by, I don't trust men, because I can see what somebody would do when they're married. I can see when somebody would say they're happy and in a relationship, whatever, and they family right with them. But as soon as they gone, it's like, what's it called? Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
Why is it just on the man, though?
I'm not saying it's just on the man. What I'm saying is, I'm speaking from my...
Right, but you said you can't trust, but you was moving the same way.
Yeah, you doing the same thing.
No. You missed. So let me tell y'all why y'all missed what I said.
She said they both knew. She said they both knew.
And what I'm telling you is...
I don't know
Thank
if that's
you.
True, but yeah. She said they both knew.
I don't care what you think is true. I'm speaking my truth. So my thing is this. I made a point to say I saw what married men were doing. I ain't never been married. So if I'm seeing what married men are doing and they're bringing women in you're not married to...
A relationship is a relationship.
Most women can't be accountable. I'm going to say this shit. Like, we can sit up here and talk and we can be transparent and vulnerable and talk about us being whoremongers and all the shit that we did. But a woman, I mean, yeah, that's how I had to learn. That's really what it is, you know what I mean? The man that sleep with multiple women.
Yeah.
But a woman to get up here, and not you, just in general.
Yeah, let's say that.
Yeah, just in general. And they will let you in a little bit and say, well, I did this, I did that, and not give you the whole scoop, and then we'll not even be accountable. It's like, listening to you, Lex.
I didn't.
You're saying,
you didn't
like,
even let me finish my story. Y'all was
emotional nakedness in your fucking story, Lex.
But Lex, we're over here risking it all. Yeah, everybody see this shit.
And you're just like, I was overseas, and I fucked a white guy once. Like,
no,
I'm just saying. But what was you struggling with, though?
Oh my God.
I was struggling. So listen.
Lex, let me get through making my point real quick. Let me get through making this point real quick. I'm through. Accountability. A woman will say, well, I did this based off of what I saw. Or I seen somebody, I seen them doing it, so I don't trust men, so I'm going to go over here and mess with my... No, be accountable. Say you're doing it because you choose to do it. Not because I'm watching somebody else do it, and I don't trust men and my brother.
Okay, be accountable. So now let me rebuttal.
If you want to be a whole, get multiple dicks, just say that.
So walk with me, and don't interrupt. Let me just walk with me.
That was facts.
You talking about a girl who's been playing ball since she was 7. That all my friends are boys. Realistically, you know me. I grew up as a tomboy. I still have some thug in me. But the reality is, I've always been that loyal. I had a boyfriend in high school. I'm not cheating. I'm not doing none of that. I got scarred when I went overseas, when I saw what I saw. So now the guy I'm dealing with at home, I can't trust what you're doing because I see what my friends who are like my brothers are doing. I don't care
That's
if you're...
That's not fair to him, though.
Let me make my point. My she point is, I'm not herself. Saying I treated everyone the same. When I was in a relationship, my first year going overseas, and I had to get... And let me walk with me on this, because you know the person. I'll tell you about it after camera. I was in a relationship. I introduced my friends to each other. I go overseas trying to, you know, I'm talking to motivation, boom, boom. I get a picture from one of my homeboys. And he said, hey, you okay? And I'm like, what you talking about? Am I okay? And it's two hands in the picture. So I'm looking, I'm like, hold on, that my nigga hand. Mm-hmm. I get a call the next day, he got my best friend pregnant. My boyfriend got my best friend pregnant. So that was one example that I said, that's why I'm not doing a relationship. And then I said, okay, let me be transparent because I can't be the only one being transparent and I can't make you believe, you know, I can't make you do what I want you to do. So if I go back overseas, I'm dealing with someone at home, I'm going to let you know, A, I don't want to be in a relationship. If this works out because of what happened to me, okay, let's talk. But when I go overseas, there's no strings attached. So you can do what you want to do. I'm not holding you hostage.
You being very honest
I'm not holding you hostage. Also, when I'm going overseas, if I meet someone, because I don't go looking, if I meet someone, hey, I'm going to be real, this is what happened. late with him. I am going to kick it with him. I don't know what's going to happen. So that's why I said I'm being transparent. But again, the people that I went overseas and I saw what I saw is why I, you know, I kept moving like that. But before, no, I definitely gave somebody a chance. And I told myself, because that was the person I really like, wait, that I'm not doing no relationships overseas. But then when I decided to do a relationship overseas, it was when I was overseas with that person. So then if it didn't work out, it just didn't work out. I'm making a point to say I've always been transparent. I'm not saying that women haven't been, because I see women that do the foolery they do. I'm not them. I'm just saying I can only speak for me, and I don't know why they do what they do. So when I'm dealing with someone, I'm transparent, but it's 2025. People claim they transparent all day because I've literally seen someone play in my face, you know, and I'm like, I'm not putting myself in that position no more. Going back to the original question, laying with someone. If I lay with you unprotected, I really do trust that you're not doing that. Now, do I believe that? I don't know, but I can only adjust to how I move. And I'm going to think about it. And if I don't hear from you, if it's lack of communication, then in my brain, it's already made up. I'm not going to fool myself to think that you're not doing nothing, even if you're not. Like, I have to protect myself and my spirit, too. You understand what I'm saying? That's fact.
For sure.
Damage goods.
I guess my only beef with you, Lex, and I appreciate your fucking monologue, but but my only beef is I'm hearing a lot of reactionary shit. Like, you're going, they were doing this, and I felt this way. And I'm saying, we all up here owning our fuck shit and our vice and the fuck up we was making. And so I'm saying, on your walk of perfection overseas, when you were just witnessing what they were doing and you were scarred, not by you, but you were scarred by them and then moving and adjusting to that. I'm saying, where's your emotional nakedness? What was your vice? What was you was just over there, just Jesus of Nazareth?
My vice was liquor. My vice had nothing to do with men. My vice, and still is, liquor.
What if it was liquor and men, though?
Liquor don't lead to them with men?
No, that's what she's saying.
That's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is
a man is not a vice to me.
Right, gotcha.
Because I'm not, I hate to say it like this, in a
that's
dick
cap,
deficit.
Lex.
Wait, I'm not in a dick deficit, first
you
of all.
Capping,
I don't
nigga.
Have to. I don't have to.
Hey, bro, hey, I love it.
You was my thing.
Bro, no, women gotta stop doing this, bro.
No, you didn't hear me.
No, Lex, stop doing this shit. Bro, you talk to a nigga that been having hoes, bro. Stop playing, bro. Listen, bro.
He missed what I said.
Listen, it's girls, bro. I done been around every group of girls, bro. The bad ones, the hood bitches, the college ones. Bro, you are the homegirl and you my nigga, so I know you. You don't like being around girls. You like being around all niggas. It's a reason why you the only girl right here. You doing this shit on purpose. You been like that. You don't like being around bitches, Lex. Stop playing with me, my nigga. Your vice is men, too. Stop it, nigga.
No.
Even if it's not fucking them, it's being around them. Stop it, nigga.
I wouldn't say that's a
why
vice.
You yes, so it is.
So can I respond to what
yes,
you're accusing
me of?
A lot of women will not be accountable.
It might be two of my homies and 7-8 girls. Even if we not fucking, that's my vice.
So
the energy of it.
So let me respond to you and tell me if I'm wrong, because I talk to Stevie every day. So it's a bunch of men up here because a lot of women don't commit to come up here. Realistically.
Why
and
is that? Because they don't want to work.
I'm talking about up here, Lex. I'm talking about you in real life.
No,
you being
no,
around
no.
Number,
so,
but
so,
you using an example, and I'll finish to her. You using an example of right now.
Yeah.
So let's hear
so
this.
So in reality, and I'm, okay, you say I don't like to be around women. I have 5 women friends. That's it. And I'm going to tell you why. I just gave you an example of what my best friend did to me. That's a woman.
Yeah. That's a PTSD.
And that went in the first time. That was the second girl that did that. Wait, hold on. That was the second girl that did that. Now, times, the women that I fool with, you'll never see them up here because they don't want to be around dudes. I'm going to be real with you. They don't want to be around other people that their husband say, well, why was you up there? It's just the pettiest stuff.
I get that.
Why
too.
Are you up there with them guys?
That's it for business.
I mean,
don't know that,
no,
but it's a lot of insecurities going on that make people do that.
You can't come.
No,
I'm telling you, this girl been like this since high school.
No,
she ain't had no married friends.
No, I know Lex. I know Lex too. And I know that Lex is a woman who loves to be around men because that's her energy.
All right.
But what I'm saying,
that's all I said.
No, I agree. I'm agreeing with you on that. I'm saying, though, that at the end of the day, I think everybody's journey and their path is different.
Yes.
And people do things in their present based upon what they've experienced.
Yes.
Your truth is based on your experiences to me.
And then I do think that women
should be more truthful. And I don't think, and I'm not saying that you're not being truthful. I'm just saying in general.
Cause I really want to get the pressure off that for your personal
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, a girl might not admit, or somebody might not admit that something is a vice though.
I think they don't,
might, somebody they don't, might
they
deny a vice though.
They don't want to deny a vice. The way bro spoke open and honestly and just being completely vulnerable.
But guess what?
Because the world looks at it like, okay.
It's okay for a man to do that.
We expect that out of you. You're a man. But then a woman might think just like you, bro, and they can't get up here and say it because they're afraid of how they're going to be viewed.
But
internally, no, we're talking about in general.
I agree.
That's the truth.
Hold on. I don't agree with that because I was...
So you don't think it's women that feel just like him or do the same things that he did in his 20s?
I think...
But they don't want to say that because of how they're going to be viewed as a whole, a groupie.
The same women that tell us they celibate. It just
be the truth. They can't be real.
I think the point that... being transparent, I think what y'all missed a lot because I never said, and I said this repeatedly, I never said women don't do that. Every time I gave you my perspective, I said I know women that do that too. I'm also telling you up here, for one, I don't agree that that's a vice because I'm around a lot of men. That's my upbringing.
That's
my upbringing because that's all I know. Like when I went overseas,
what fucking hoes is my upbringing?
No.
So
I'm saying. So listen, you gotta let me talk. What I'm saying is, if at one point all my friends were women, and I still had my brothers that, like my Rashads, my Xaviers, those are my brothers that I'ma call them if I need you. Boom, boom, boom. Rashad here is on. They're my brothers. But I've been through so much with females. Like how they give you a headache. They give me a headache because let me put this in perspective for all of y'all. A lot of them want to hang around me because of y'all. A lot of them want to use me because of the men that's around me.
And that's
let
them
stop cock blocking and letting on.
But my point I'm making is but also, as Stevie would tell you, I'm not a hater. I will bring them around.
Not for sure.
I will bring them around. But then when you start moving to where these people is talking, or you feel something like, don't hold me over that. Don't ask to come. If you don't say this and do that. And then when you get judged of what you did, now it's a problem. But I don't move like that. I can't.
Now, Lex, and we wasn't trying to bully
and
you.
I don't think you are.
No, I just wanted to hear what you struggle with, what you saw people struggle with.
So what I was trying to get to before they was trying to tell me what my vice is, I'm telling you what my vice is. My vice was liquor and has always been liquor. Mm. My vice is not like I'm just an alcoholic, but when I feel if I'm having a bad game, I'm gonna go drink. Mm. If I'm doing this, I'm about to go drink.
And that typically is a gateway to everything else.
Back to what I was saying. If I had a bad day in set, I'll go drink. If I had a great day in set, I want to go celebrate and drink. So to finish off what I was trying to say, my vice has always been liquor. It's never been men because I don't have a problem being around men.
Does drinking make you horny?
I can get whatever. I'm just being real. I've had some of the people you probably would never think of hit me or took me out on a date. He'd be like, dang, for real? Like, I didn't have people come at me left, right, and in between and all of around and above. So it's not about me not being able to get a guy. It's about the type of guy that is attracted to me. I'm just being real, but now, honestly, on the contrary, since you're looking at me crazy, I'm not saying that I'm not attracted to certain guys and that I haven't shot back or even might have threw a shot.
We grown,
but my point of this whole thing was what my vice is, and my point is when I lay with someone, that's what I feel. I'm not trying to lay around with two or three guys. I would rather use the same thing than keep maneuvering around. And even if it's consistent, even if it's not a relationship and we're consistently and it's building to something, I would rather keep doing that because that little form of commitment is something that's closer than a guy who's saying he's monogamous, but out here just fucking around. Or I respect a guy who's a polygamist, but at least he's honest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying with stop lying and transparency and all these things.
For
I
sure.
can respect him more because he's at least telling me like, look, Shawty, you ain't the only one.
For sure.
Or I'm only fooling with you two. I'm only doing with you two or whatever the case may be.
I would rather give me the choice. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
And then
everybody
if it's,
has something though.
Yeah, and if it's something I don't want to deal with, then I just won't deal with
women.
But
women going to hide more than us.
Yeah, I'm saying, look.
You saying women going to hide that shit more?
You think women hide more than men?
I think women is...
I don't want to stat it, but everybody, even transparent people, like prime example, I could be transparent. Like if we was dating, I could be transparent and say, all right, boom, I do have hoes, but I really like you and I want to keep building, but I still got some bitches. Maybe at some point I'll cut them off. Right. But I'm not going to tell you yesterday I got some pussy though.
I get what you're saying.
I think that's different. Yeah. I mean, it's transparent.
But I understand, like what he said, a lot of women can't say, they actually can, but they don't. Because
I'll tell you.
They're trying to prove a point to niggas that don't even matter anyway, because a lot of niggas ain't even shit. So we in a fucked up world. But my point is, like, I can handle, like, if a woman, like, bro, I've dated a stripper before. You know what I'm saying? So I already know her body count was way higher than the regular. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've took a bitch serious that had over 60 bodies, my nigga. And a lot of niggas, like, in my chat or my bros be like, I'm not doing that. But I'm like, but we don't even know our body count, and they got to accept that. And I'm cool, because I don't even know my shit for real. I can't even
round my shit. Why the hell am I judge?
A lot of niggas can't handle. A lot of niggas want a girl with 10 or less bodies. A lot of niggas publicly say that.
But at the end of the day, you'll never be able to get a woman body count. She would never tell you the truth.
I don't even want to know it, though, gang, is what I'm saying. Like, what I'm saying is, if I consciously know that it is above a certain number, it don't bother me, though.
Right.
But a lot of women don't deal with men that can handle that conversation, though.
But again, watch this. A woman won't tell you her body count, but a man will sit up and say, well, you'll try to think about it, say, I'm around this many numbers, and you don't know, but you'll at least try to attempt to tell. But a woman, she can know. She's gonna tell you half the motherfuckers, a quarter. Of them, you know what I mean?
But that goes back to the point of not being.
It's hard for women to be transparent, and vulnerable when it comes.
I just want to know one thing for every female I deal with.
That's facts.
Just tell me about the hoe phase. Like, admit that you had it. Like, I hate that. There's a lot of women that never discuss that. You know what I'm saying? Like, tell me about that one little wild night you might have had.
You know why that is?
I just want to know that.
You know why I think that is? Because a woman is a carrier. So every man that been with her, that DNA with her forever.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a baby by a man, bro, he really in your DNA forever. Like, stem cells, all kind of shit. On the scientific side, it can get deep. But because a woman is a carrier, every man who she lays with, she literally is carrying his energy forever, whether she know it or not.
Think so?
Our anatomy is outer. Our anatomy is outer, bro. A woman's anatomy is inner.
So we don't get the energy from that point.
We do, but it's not to the same degree as a woman.
I get what you're saying.
We can pull the energy from a woman for sure, but it's not at the severity of hers.
So why are whores so cool then?
Because she done been around so much dick. So she overstands a man better than a man overstand a man.
Got you. Okay.
That's facts. And if you ask a woman, this is why these people be like, man, hoes are the coolest people on the planet. But really, because they've been around so much dick. I didn't forget my other point I was going to land. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, to your point, though, to give women some credit, though, I think they aren't as vulnerable and don't open up as much because to, like, the people side talking about in this group chat that's like, oh, I want a woman that hasn't fucked that much, they know they're realizing in real time men are determining my value by this factor, whereas ours isn't. And we can go out here and bag a woman and she'll still marry us knowing we've been with 157,000 women.
Right.
But whatever, hypothetically speaking, we get it. Not you in fucking EuroLeague in 96. But I'm just saying... Whereas those guys in your group chat, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying, your guy friends that are like, oh, she been with 15 dudes? Hell nah. So now she's capping. Now she's lying about it because she's like, oh, they're determining my value off of this?
That's a good point.
No, but do y'all know how many married women right now, good married women, that had a train rent on them in college?
Yeah, I actually do.
And their husband don't fucking know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, bro. But that don't mean she a bad woman.
No.
Not at all. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's a real fucking thing.
But they husband don't know.
But what about the women that are still going through a whole phase in their late 30s, 40s, 50s?
Now that's terrible. You got it out of the way.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you still got women going through whole phases in their 30s and 40s.
You got plenty of time to get it out of the way. That's what I'm saying. But women won't tell their man, oh, I do want to train.
I feel like...
why you laughing?
It's crazy.
You want to fuck two fly niggas?
No, I'm straight.
Man, y'all be lying, bro.
The deeper the trauma, the deeper the drama.
Some of them be thinking about this. It be their fantasy.
That shit don't make sense, though.
What that?
Like, that woman deny that. Like, bro...
Some of them have fantasies. 95%
of women either had a train or want to train at some point in their life.
Even if they won't do it, though.
Go watch porn.
Even if they say, well, my morals don't allow me to do this.
It don't look like that, bro.
It's a fantasy of mine.
Listen, I'm trying to tell you, bro.
But what determines a relationship to y'all? because are you in a relationship when you say, oh, you're my girlfriend or you, I want to grow and build with you? Or are you in a relationship? Or are you married when you put that dick in her? When you are intimate to me,
I mean,
you're in a relationship.
I think there's a difference between a committed and an exclusive relationship.
No, I'm saying, as soon as you lay down with a woman, especially raw, that's your wife.
No.
Spiritually, he is.
Spiritually, it's your wife.
It's true.
And I know people, there's a lot of, just how you don't want to admit that, it's a lot of women that don't want to admit that too. Because of the bodies that you accumulated over your time, it's like King Solomon, he had 700 wives, 300 concubines.
Yep, 380.
He didn't have 700 ceremonies. He laid down with 700 women and he laid down with 300 more concubines. And that was the determining factor of that's your wife.
That was a real person?
This is a real person. It's in the Bible.
He didn't lay with all of them. Some of them were just, you know, you pick the women and it's like
no,
you,
bro.
You lay with every one of them?
Every last one of them, bro. Why you think Wilt Chamberlain?
Wilt was wild. Dick gonna start working at 50.
I'm just telling you what I know to be true.
You raw dog a chick, she's your wife.
Absolutely. When two flesh become one, bro. Why do you think that's what I'm saying about the women being married to the man's energy?
Hell no, that's not my wife. Bitch, you ain't my wife. You know what I'm saying? When I'm gonna tell a whole bitch, you're not my wife. We're done.
Yeah, you can be done. You can be divorced.
What does that come from? Is that that's biblical?
So what determines a marriage to you? Ceremony and certificate and a ring? That's all man-made bullshit.
Yep.
A certificate and a ring and a ceremony don't determine a marriage, homie.
So wife go
consummation,
off the wrong sex?
Consummation and connection determine the marriage.
Well, also, you make an oath before God, too.
Bro, when you get that pussy, you made an oath before God. God made her, nigga. You didn't make him. Mm-hmm. So when you put dick in a woman that God made, that's an oath. It's all under God.
You're supposed to be a virgin.
So the only person who can talk to me about polygamy, the only woman, is a woman who a virgin. Because if you're not a virgin, you've been polygamous. You've been had multiple husbands, multiple men, multiple marriages. And that's 100% real.
That part.
Don't talk to me about no polygamy. I only want one man. Yeah. You haven't had one. You haven't had one, just one man.
And you only had about 12,000 women, right? So you married. You got all your wives out here.
I ain't never been married.
So let's get off of this because y'all tripping.
I never heard that before. That's some new shit.
That's bothering me. Pause is bothering me.
Why is it bothering you?
Because pause.
What?
It's bothering me.
I'm saying we're going to have a conversation about the pause culture real quick because growing up in Florida, man, like.
What part?
I'm from Pompano,
Jacksonville.
South Florida. She claimed Atlanta when it's convenient.
Yep.
And then, you know, Georgia when it's convenient.
That's my first time here now.
What?
That was my birth certificate to say.
But real spill, when you really look at the whole thing, you only going to say pause when you on some pause shit for real.
What that mean?
It's like he's saying you gay, bro.
If you on some gay shit.
And so you be saying pause because that's what he's saying.
That ain't how it works.
How it worked to you then?
Because I feel like in Black hip hop culture, you have the ability to create things or take something negative and make it positive. Just kind of how like white people said nigger and we say, what's up, my nigga? Now, there's always somebody that's going to be like, oh, well, if you use that, like Dr. Umar told me to my face to stop using the word in D1 on my podcast. He didn't want to say nigger. I respect that. But in New York, it wasn't a deflection of me being or us being homosexual, which probably is some undercover homosexuals, and that's their business, whatever. But me as a straight man, it's more some comic shit. It's another reason to make some comic relief of a situation. And when you have good, the intention of pause is not to insult a homosexual. See what I'm saying?
No, I ain't think, I'm not
or,
taking
or,
it like.
Or to hide the fact of thereof.
That's what I take
it as. I'm not mad at you as a Southern nigga.
It's one thing to say pause about something that's just blatant out of there, like, God dang. But if I'm talking about, if a rapper come in here, I blew all these niggas' heads off and pause.
He
was talking about a gun, bro. What are you talking about? Why your mind already on that?
But only reason why I disagree to you as a Southern nigga is, when I say the pause, it's to make the room laugh. It's a funny thing. It's not like it's a funny thing.
It's a gay thing.
No. Pause. Chill. But gang. Listen. When has a nigga ever paused you and got mad at you? Like, it's not that.
Nah.
It's more like pause and we laugh. It's never pause like chill. Like, it's never like I'm mad at you for being gay or sounding gay. It's more like comic relief.
Do you think that people start saying pause over no homo because of the aggression of the homosexual, because of the homosexual community, and then people start, it became so big where it's like, you'll lose your job if you say no homo, you could, you know, it's a lot of stuff that could happen
niggas
to you now.
Still
like
no
you,
homo.
You're not picking on the community, but it's like, you say no homo now, well, your ass can get in some real trouble. So do you think that people start saying, shit.
No homo, bro. No homo.
No, I mean, you work for yourself. What I'm saying,
not if you have the reality table.
We're saying on a corporate job or certain. So did Paul's,
nah, that's real. I get
did
that.
Paul's come
you.
In to take away
that,
no
I
homo?
I think that both of them are there.
I think
they
still it's
there.
A trendy. You got to understand.
One is less aggressive.
Hip-hop and black culture is just strong. So it overrides.
You know what I mean?
So. That's you only hearing pause now, not because no homo could get you canceled. You're hearing pause because Cam and Mace went viral and their podcast is trendy. Just like Future made Follies hot. My nigga, Follies was a strip club that wasn't even playing rap music. So he made that shit cool because he went and fucked the three baddest bitches in there and he put it on the song and everybody wanna go. Just like right now, Don Julio rep, bro, hoes, the way bitches love Reposado.
Out of nowhere.
Y'all don't even love Reposado.
Out of nowhere.
You want it because it's cool. Because it went from Grey Goose to fucking, Ciroc.
Patron.
Then all the hoes was drinking brown,
Mad
by the way.
2020.
Yeah, then they went to Crown Apple. Then they went to Hennessy. Then they went to Casamigos. Then it's Casamigos Reposado. It's whatever's trending in hip-hop is going to override cancel culture and everything anyway.
So it's trending for a woman to have bodies. It's trending for women to have bodies. Because a lot of women got more bodies than niggas now. Hell yeah.
I mean,
bro.
Sexy red with all the shit they.
It's trendy for them to have bodies. And that's just what it is. Like, you said it earlier. You can meet a woman and she'll tell you she's celibate, but she gonna go on the first night.
Right.
That's facts.
And I told you, I know people that do that all the time. That's why I don't be around them.
All right. Well, look, I get. Hey, he's still with the pause.
Don't take the pause as disrespect.
I don't take it as disrespect whatsoever. Right now, that shit ain't even on my radar.
Pause or. Five of you niggas, and then a gay bone in my body.
Yeah, but see, that don't take no offense to me. I think to your point about people following the trend, instead of just, nigga, if you're not gay, you ain't got to say pause to me. If you're not gay, what
or
the
you
fuck
don't even
you
notice
about?
The comment until you, somebody say, like earlier.
Earlier,
he said something, and spitting on something. I wouldn't even think about that.
At least that nigga spit on a little bit. That's valuable.
See, that's what I'm saying. Let me cut context, man.
But you know what's funny to add context, right? In white culture, we make jokes like we make sus jokes. We do the opposite. So like you'll have a white homeboy that'll say some shit like, that is some gay shit, but he don't mean it at all. But like that's his comedic relief is saying the uncomfortable gay thing.
And whites get away with that.
And that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So y'all gay.
Okay, look, we about to play a game called The Game. So the point of this is you're gonna push.
What?
It's called The Game.
The Game.
The Game called The Game. So we're gonna tilt this to the left. You're gonna pull some now. You're gonna give it to the person who tilted to you. And then they gotta read it. You gotta answer it honestly, please. Back.
All right, boom. Niggas be lying to Lex like a motherfucker. She always
got I'm in denial.
I'm sorry, okay. Lex.
What is?
I love Lex.
What are your thoughts on open relationships? Can they work?
Who's that to?
My thoughts on it is that I think people are already being open relationships.
Mm.
And I think they make them work.
Because
you already know who you with.
Mm.
I'm going to leave it at that. You pull and give it to me.
Fuck with that.
All right, boom.
All right. Is it appropriate to go through your partner's belongings without their permission?
That's tough.
Represent, yo.
I mean, it depends on how deep the relationship is, what y'all got going on. Like, if y'all are together, like, y'all live together. Like, shit, if I want to go through the draw, go through certain shit, you know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't be nothing wrong with that, you feel me? Like, but I feel like if it come to like...
What about the phone? Is it appropriate to go through the phone?
Only if y'all got an agreement. Other than that, don't go. Yeah, don't violate that. But we know women gonna do that. They gonna break that rule anyway.
I don't go through phone.
Shit. You gonna give it to that nigga. You go through
my phone. Like
you go through the phone, you gonna give it to that nigga for
crack the code.
Yeah. Tilt the side pull out. False.
You can see that shit a mile away, bro. Yeah.
Sorry, don't put it in there.
God damn.
If you could have a deep conversation with any historical figure, fictional character,
who would it be? Mm. Fictional? Historical figure slash fictional character.
Gandalf from Lord of the Rings.
Why?
He had the most game and wisdom ever. Yeah. That whole movie, every time he spoke, it was a gem for life. I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
Gandalf from Lord of the Rings.
Okay. Mm. All right.
You got to pass it to him.
Tilt it up for O.
See?
See what I'm saying?
Bro.
I'm going to make you say pause.
And then you get him. Boom.
I don't like how I can't just pull it out for him. Pause again.
Bro, this is out of control, bro.
What's the craziest thing you ever done for love? Now we're talking.
Craziest thing I ever done for love?
Yeah.
Might have think about that one, bro.
Done for love. Like to...
Could it be tolerating, is it putting up with, or just done? Like you had to do it. Which one?
Damn.
No, I think whatever comes to mind.
I'll be honest, I didn't do it, but I was right there. And I think the craziest thing I was wrestling with for love was just like compromising everything I wanted. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like my wants, my goals, my gifts, my passions, my whatever, just being like, man, this shit probably not gonna happen. It's far-fetched anyway. I might as well just go and give up like everyone else did. Man, and at least I got a queen out of it.
Damn. Mm.
But I woke up though and I didn't do it. So you know what I mean? So I kind of didn't really answer the question.
Don't do that shit again. No, you did though.
But I was right there though. Wow. I was right there.
You almost compromised.
Appreciate your vulnerability,
brother. Compromised your whole self for the show.
Like your honesty.
I was real.
Let him. There you go.
Okay. This is so gay.
Hold on. I got to read that. Yeah,
I read it.
You answer it.
Yeah.
Oh, I answer?
Yeah.
Can we get another one?
Nope.
Wow. Okay. Oh, all right, you about to see. What song or artist will always remind you of our friendship?
Okay, get another one.
Good call.
I want to say it. No.
All right. Here we go. Is it acceptable to pressure your partner into sexual activities they are uncomfortable with?
No.
Why?
You said why?
Yeah.
Out of respect, yeah. I mean, first of all, it is her duty. Mm.
To please that booty?
No.
He said no.
I forgot what movie that was.
But like, from a service standpoint, it is her duty, whether it's me or her. You feel me? Like, if she has a request or something, I need to be open and willing. The same thing. But at the end of the day, through healthy conversation, if something does make her feel uncomfortable, then I gotta let that be. Mm.
Pressure a chick to do something is crazy, though.
Yeah, hopefully this is good for Lex.
It is.
Side note, you don't gotta pressure girls these days. They're doing it.
They going, bro?
Yeah, they going, my nigga. I ain't got pressure shit.
I ain't going nowhere.
What is the best relationship advice someone has ever given you?
That's a nice one.
The best relationship advice somebody's ever given me, pay attention.
Pay attention to what? More.
Pay attention to whatever. So if you...
Why everything sound like coach speak from you?
I don't know what you want me to do. I only can
we
be
need
me.
More.
I think the best relationship advice someone's given me is pay attention, because somebody's always, regardless, they're going to tell you what you want to hear. And you got to pay attention to see if those actions align
for
with
sure.
those words. Guess who told me that?
LeBron James.
These two.
Oh.
Okay, where's it? LeBron James.
So now y'all respect it because they told me. Okay, gotcha.
No.
Okay,
so.
Okay, so listen, we're gonna wrap this up. But before we wrap this up, I would like to thank our sponsors, okay?
Hey.
Okay. Say it, because I can never say it.
Noir
Capital. Premier wealth management firm that specializes in working with individuals in sports and sports adjacent. If you're in sports, you should reach out to Ro. On Instagram, he's RoJill. IG, RoJill Spencer. NYC, IG, Noir_Capital. Also, I want to thank Wild Things. They lakes me up pretty nice.
Fire.
With these little pants they got. You know what I'm saying?
Hard, though, I ain't gonna lie.
Like them, yep.
They make them M&Ms?
Also, yeah they do. I want to thank Feed Your Dreams. They're on Instagram, too. I just mixed them together, made it work. Feed Your Dreams on IG. Wild Things Out, Wild Things Brands on Instagram. And then also, of course, we have to thank Adana Restaurant for letting us tap in and film here today.
Sure, for sure.
That's the biggest thing. A beautiful establishment. Beautiful. If you're in Marietta and you want some good cuisine food,
Mediterranean,
everything. They got your hookah. They got the vibes. They got the location for you.
They got the special drink.
Drink. What's the drink
craft,
called?
They're called craft cocktails when you're on this level. These are craft cocktails, ladies and gentlemen.
And then I also want to thank one of my friends, Stanisha Graham. If you're on Instagram, at Stanisha Graham, she actually helped, you know, sponsor some of the things that happened with this episode as well. And what else we missing, Stevie?
I think that's it. If the brothers want to tell us how to follow them.
Listen. Say where they can find you at, and before you pass it to the next person, what is one thing that you can leave the viewers if you had to tell your younger self? What would you tell somebody?
My younger self? Where the camera at?
Look right there, that one.
All right, my younger self, probably do what's best for you. Because even though you're unselfish and you're always going to be unselfish, you can't even give those other people what they really looking for out of you, because you got to give them 100% version of you. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Even if they settling for 50% of you. At some point, once you get that 50 down to zero, and then you're looking out for their 50%, they're not going to be there. So just get ahead and get to your 100% potential. And then if you want to look out for people after that, then do that later, because then that'll really help them as well, too, because you'll be giving them way more gems and way more things that they could benefit from in the long run, instead of it being some temporary relief. Also, you can follow me, Sorry the Kid, SYARIDAKID, or our podcast, the Sorry Not Sorry Show, and just keep it going.
That's dope.
What I would tell my younger self is to, it's okay to want the world, you just gotta be patient. You know, I feel like I wanted so much at a young age, especially, you know, being in the NBA, is like watching everybody sign big contracts and having, you know, the millions come so fast. It's like, it's okay to want all of that, but, you know, be patient, you know, trust the process, trust God. And sometimes, you know, you won't get the things that you desire until you have the right people around you and remove the wrong people. So a lot of young people, you know, including myself at that time, you know, you like the entourage. You think that everybody that smiles at you or that, you know, is close to you is your friend, that they got your best interest. And, you know, you go through things in life where you see you only got, like you said, Lex earlier, you got five friends, you know what I mean? You got a handful of people that you can call your friends that really care for you. And so be watchful and watch your circle. Be careful who you trust to call your friend, and just be patient and trust in God. You can follow me at Godfreed Crit. That's GodFreedCrit.
I would tell my younger self, don't procrastinate. You don't got as much time as you think. And I would tell my younger self that don't seek outside validation. You know what I'm saying? That you know, just know yourself, know that you're enough, and just, you know, as quickly as you can, correct your bad habits, because they stay with you until you do. You know what I mean? Yeah, follow me, I Lord Owen. Check out the Sorry Not Sorry Show. Thank you.
Love. JP.
I love you.
You cheater. That's such a good one.
Hey, I love you, because overcoming all the challenges, overcoming homelessness at one point, overcoming abuse. Cool, bro. Overcoming doubt, overcoming, you know, having to move and go to different schools often.
Mm.
Overcoming people that say they love you but treat you a certain way. Mm. Overcoming just being a young man, you know, growing up in the South Side of Atlanta. And no matter what, man, show grace to yourself.
Mm.
Proud of you. Follow me, Josh 21 Pyle. You know, definitely a pleasure to be a part of this conversation. Peace, love, and blessings to everybody, man.
The show, JP.
I can. I would say two things. Be patient and be persistent. I say patience because if I could tell my younger self not to believe what was told to me so many times by multiple men, and just to keep being persistent and patient with what I'm looking for. I want the 1%. So wherever he at, throw him this way. It is what it is. You can find me on Instagram, Alexia Adams 24, The Reality Table on IG and YouTube. Subscribe, like, and share. Little Lex Enterprises, Little Lex LLC. What's the plug without a socket? That's me.
It's a rocket.
That's all, huh?
I would say, I would tell myself, my younger self, anything different. Because if it was, I wouldn't be who I am right now.
That part.
And because I love who I am right now, I wouldn't change anything that happened in the past.
Real shit. You can
follow me at Stevie Bags Jr. on all platforms and at The Reality Table. Thank y'all for tuning in. We out. Peace
and if y'all ain't watched BMF, tap in.
Yeah, man. Tap in BMF. To BMF. It's up. We got a lot of stuff coming, man.
Just okay, salute.
SAG National Commercial.
Sure.
It's going up. It ain't going down.
21 Reasons to Give. And I asked Lord Owens to do me something, to do something for me.
I was hoping she forgot.
And nope, didn't. So I just want him to go ahead and drop some jewels real quick. Go ahead, King.
She wants me to rap.
I already talked to him about it. Bro. I just want a couple of bars.
Something light real quick, though.
Yeah, just give me something light, King.
All right. I said, in the distance, I hear birds chirping.
Mm-hmm.
Slurred words, I guess the syrup's working.
Mm.
This verse should require the third person. It would work perfect.
Mm.
Piece together thoughts from my intellect and make word searches.
Mm.
My high school banned cursive because I write my curses in it. Nowadays, rappers are soft. They carry purses with their verses in them.
Mm.
And they take it personal when I say I ain't working with them.
Mm.
I had a dream that my mama didn't make it. She passed away in the sleep. The Lord was mistaken.
Mm.
I woke up sweating and I was sore and I was shaking. Then I fell to the floor because my core felt abrasive.
Mm.
Sometimes, man, I think my mind's on a spaceship climbing to greater heights and climb for a payment.
Mm.
Kamikaze flights designed for the pavement while a Nubian goddess explains a sign to the ancients, the greatest.
Mm.
How would you greet them? Only cowards mistreat them. I'm high as fuck, baking pounds in New Zealand. I'm squealing. Never ever ask a woman what a sign is. I dissect her mind, then I outline the obvious.
Mm.
Pay to get across my point of view like a lobbyist. Destroying my competition is really what my hobby is. Track murderer, never heard of you. Handing out spines to the blind and those that lack vertebra. Your brains can't fathom fast-ass raps in pig Latin. S-tay on the S-bay, I'm spazzing. Speaking, have you leaking on your carpet like Aladdin. Hands glued to the controller, I was focused playing Madden. Puff puff with the dragon, I saw what the picture was. I'm not shady, I'm just trying to be what Biggie was. The greatest of all time, try and get my city buzz and have chicks trying for the team like Diddy was.
Mm.
A couple hoes like Danity Kane, my flow potent. Couple blows might damage your brain, I'm showboating.
Mm.
Posted on cruise ships on my money route, all American blue chip when I be running route.
Mm. So it's like, you know you got to now.
Nah, I'm chilling, my nigga.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Nah, man, hey, nah, that's good. Hey, Lord did that, Lord old.
I'm the manager, my nigga.
Yeah. He laid down the Lord, man, Lord old.
Season 4 of The Reality Table, we out.
Go.
The shouting makes the pain with the passion.
Yeah.
She just fell in love, think it's magic. Anything you wanna made it happen. Learn from the past, left the past.